The first of the Buddhist teachings, which he offered as he wandered about India, are called the Great Teachings of the Four Noble Truths, the Lion's Roar. The first noble truth, the Buddha called the truth of dukkha, or unsatisfactoriness and suffering. He said, yes, there is beauty and pleasure in this life for all of us as human beings. Yet who among us does not also experience suffering? Every being who is born in this human realm will inevitably experience sickness, aging, and death. And individually and personally, we will experience loss, fears, depression, hurt, confusion, anger, desire, jealousy, agitation, and even addiction. Did you never see, said the Buddha, an old man, a sick man, an old woman, a dead body? And did the thought never occur to you that this too will happen to you? The Buddha also saw suffering worldwide. War, tribalism, starvation, racism, and required of his disciples that they bow to and acknowledge the truth of suffering in the human realm. The second noble truth is the cause of suffering. The primary cause of suffering for us as human beings is grasping and clinging, which then becomes extended into greed, hatred, and delusion. Most of the problems of the world around us, the arms race, the continuing warfare, the fact that we have hungry children across the globe and grain elevators full of food elsewhere, are not the result of a lack of energy or oil or food. They are the result of greed, of hatred, of delusion. In our own lives, the same forces of grasping and clinging create personal suffering. When we cling to ideas, to things, to our separateness from others, to the way things are supposed to be, we suffer. The more we grasp, the more difficulty we have. The more we learn to let go and live with the changing things of this world as they are, the more we live in peace. Even clinging to goodness can be a problem. As Thomas Merton said, to allow oneself to be carried away by a multitude of conflicting concerns, to surrender to too many demands, to commit oneself to too many projects, to want to help everyone in everything, is itself to succumb to the violence of our times. Clinging to our body, not wanting it to age, clinging to our children, not wanting to love them and let them grow as they should, but trying to make them into what we want them to be, all these are causes of suffering. Not only suffering and its cause do I teach, said the Buddha, but the end of suffering, joy, freedom, liberation. The third noble truth, the end of suffering, is also called the truth of nirvana. Just as the great oceans have but one taste, the taste of salt, so do all the teachings of the Buddhas have but one taste, the taste of liberation, the end of greed, hatred, and delusion, the possibility of the timeless perfection of the heart, the peace of the heart, that each of us can enter our own true nature. When we release the small sense of self, the body of fear, our grasping and confusion, then we too can enter the peace of nirvana. As Zen Master Suzuki Roshi said, when we realize the truth of everything changes and find our composure in it, there we find ourselves in nirvana. The Buddha goes on, your worst enemy cannot harm you as much as your own mind unguarded. But once mastered and directed, no one can help you as much, not even your mother or father. It is possible to quiet the mind and open the heart and realize liberation in the face of all the changing circumstances of the world. This is the third noble truth. And the fourth truth is the path to that liberation, called the middle path or the eightfold path. That balance here and now when we live in the reality of the present. The invitation of the Buddha over and over is to come back to this moment where we are, to stop the war of our conflict with the way things are supposed to be, to respond with compassion rather than react with greed, hatred, or delusion.